What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer and podcast host. My name is Prit. Welcome to episode number 59, where we're going to talk about how do you know if your customer understands your product and what do you do if they don't understand it, okay? And to be honest with you, let's sidetrack a bit, okay? When it comes to my marketing, one-on-one marketing strategy consultations and you know, the discovery call that I do have with my clients before I am brought on board to help them. One of the biggest mistakes that I see happening is that my potential clients don't seem to even know if their customer understands their product or not. And that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges and why I decided to even record this podcast episode. If you search on the internet, you're not going to find any or probably one or two articles about this, but that's about it. I'm not sure why nobody talks about this, but I think that it is super, super important because one of the biggest challenges is not about getting your customers to understand your product. It's about you figuring out whether or not your customer understands the product. That's the difference. And it is one of the biggest challenges as a business owner. This is something that I faced when I first started out. And I'm pretty sure there are a lot of you who might not even be aware that this could be a problem that you are facing. Okay. It's kind of one of those latent marketing problems that people might have and they might not recognize or know more about it. So that's why I decided, okay, it was high time that I did a podcast episode on it, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So in this podcast episode, let's talk a little bit about what you can expect. So first off, we're going to talk about how do you know if your customer does not understand your product. We're going to look into some of the signs that you might be getting and you might not be aware of. So the minute you know what these signs are, it's just going to be that much more simpler and easier for you to come to a conclusion whether or not your customer understands your product or your service. Okay, then we're going to get into five tips that I do have for you when it comes to helping your customer understand your product. And of course, we will wrap up this entire episode with a few conclusions that I do have for you. Supporting this episode, I do have a product messaging checklist. So what this checklist does is it actually summarizes this entire episode for you in the form of a checklist so you can check if, you know, your customers are responding to your product very well, do they understand or not, and also help you implement the tips that I do have for you in this podcast episode. So the checklist is in the description box below. Just click the link and you'll get your download, okay? Alrighty. Now let's get into the first part of this podcast episode, and that is how do you exactly know if your customer does not understand your product? So as far as I know, there are four basic signs that your customer does not understand your product or your service, okay? And the first one is you have absolutely happy customers, okay? Your existing customers are so, so happy with your product and they're just over the moon. However, it is so, so, so difficult for you to get new customers. When this happens, okay, what this means is that you know you have a good product because your existing clients or customers are so, so happy. However, because it is so difficult for you to get new customers, it just means that you are not able to convey the value of your product or your service to new or potential customers. And when that happens, it really means that your customer does not understand what exactly your product is going to do for them or how it is going to benefit them, okay? So this is one of the signs that you will definitely feel if it is so, so difficult for you to get new clients or new customers or your potential customers just are really hard to get, then this is definitely a sign. The second one is during your promotion times and during your sales, you hear crickets, and often that you also even probably get borderline anxiety just before your promotions and your sales because you know that, you know, there are not going to be a lot of people converting and you feel really, really stuck. If you're feeling really stuck, you hear crickets during your promotions, and you kind of dread having promotions and sales, then that also is a huge sign that your customer does not understand what your product can do for them, okay? Number three is you are getting a few potential customers. They're sort of interested, but when it comes to actually making the sale of, you know, like converting them into an actual client or a customer, that's it, poof, they're gone. They're out of the scene. And you're just left hanging there saying, what did I do? I mean, I cared for you. I explained everything about my product and I know how my product can make a difference to your life. And then you ghost me. And you know, I mean, as heartbreaking as that can be, that is also a huge sign that your customer does not understand your product and does not understand how it can help them, okay? And the last sign that I do have for you is you find a lot of your potential customers buying from your competition, even though you know that your product is actually more superior in every different way. Okay, and this is absolutely one of the fundamentals. Of course, you have to look at it objectively. I know that as a business owner, you always are going to feel that your product is super, super awesome and your service is super, super awesome and much better than your competition. That's that's just, I guess, part of being a business owner, I guess. But at this point, when you are, you know, following this sign, I really would like you to look at it objectively, okay? Forget that you are a business owner, take all your emotions out of the picture, and then look at it objectively. Does your product, you know, fare better than your competitions? And if your answer is yes, okay, that's where you know that, hey, there is a problem here, that you are not communicating the value of your product properly, or your audience is just not understanding what your product can do for them, okay? So these are the four signs. And you know, if you've checked even one of them, then this podcast episode is absolutely for you, because I have five tips for you that will completely transform the way your customer understands your product. And even if you didn't check any of these, I really think that this podcast episode will be helpful for you, because I'm talking about marketing messaging over here, how you talk about your product. And even though you might be converting right now, I think that with the tips of this podcast episode, it will help you convert much, much better, okay? So let's get into today's podcast episode tips that I do have for you. Now, the first one is to stop talking about the features right off the bat. And I know you're gonna look at me so, so confused, but let me tell you, when you are talking to your potential customer, okay, this is like the first or the second conversation that you're having with them, I would personally recommend you not talking about the features right off the bat. There's a time and place to talk about your features, and we're going to get into that in this podcast episode. But for the first part of you speaking to your audience, I would highly recommend talking about the benefits of your product or your service instead, okay? You have to understand that the customer is always going to be thinking what's in it for them, okay? And that's exactly the point that you need to move from, okay? Because when you start talking about the features, you're actually talking about what is in it for you. You're talking about the awesomeness of your product or the features, or it's got this thing that's, you know, it's completely stands out and all of that. But what your audience is looking for is, how are all those features going to help them? And when it comes to a situation like that, you need to start talking about the benefits. Okay, let me give you an example. I think for every sales conversation, I think people always give a pen and they sell, and then they say, you know, sell me this pen or something like that. So I'm going to take a pen for an example. Now, if you were to be talking about the features of the pen, you'd be saying, oh, wow, this is high-tech .7. It's got a fine tip. It's got pure liquid ink. Yes, I'm holding a pen right in my hand right now. And that would be your features, okay? It's blue in color and all of those things. It's light. That is also something that you might say. However, if I were to be talking about the benefits, I would say the lightness of the pen makes great handwriting, okay? And the fine tip gives you smooth writing so that for every document that you submit to your professors or your, I don't know, boss, it can be sure that you've got absolutely organized handwriting. It makes you seem organized and sort of those things. So there are the benefits. The features were that it has a fine tip, it's 0.7, it's light, but the benefits were that it was going to give them great handwriting or smooth writing or smudge proof and even make them look organized to their boss or their teacher. Those are the benefits. Okay, so I'm hoping that you are understanding the distinction between features and benefits at this moment. So right off the bat, whenever you're talking to your potential customers, talk about the benefits, okay? Now, number two is understand what your customer's pain point is and talk about how it fixes that pain point. Now, for example, let's take the pen, okay? I'm still holding it, so, and it's on my mind, so let's just go ahead with it. Okay, so the pen. Now, for example, if I truly understand my customer, okay, my customer are students who write a lot, okay, and they want a pen that will last long despite how much they write. They don't want to be buying a pen every single week. They want a pen that will last them a month of writing. So that's a pain point. That's a pain point that I have figured out about my audience right over there. So when I am talking to a potential customer, I'm going to be telling them that you don't have to buy this pen every week. This lasts a month, okay? And then I can also extend and say, you don't have to go shopping every week. You don't have to keep buying this every week. You don't have to waste time. You can just keep writing. It saves time. All of those things come as fixing their pain point. Their pain point was they have to waste time going to the stationery shop every single week. And the pen gets over when they're in the middle of an exam. All of those things, it reduces anxiety because you know that if you buy this pen, it's going to last a month. These are all the benefits and it fixes a pain point, okay? And that's so powerful. Are you gonna buy a pen that that you hear is light? Or are you gonna buy a pen that, you know, is going to give you peace of mind and not going to run out on you in the middle of an exam? You tell me. You're definitely going to choose the second one, right? So talk about how it fixes a pain point. And for you to talk about how it fixes a pain point, you need to understand what pain points your customers are going through, okay? And how your product can solve that pain point. So it also involves you understanding your customers fundamentally, okay? So even if it, you know, takes... Just take a pen and a paper at this moment. Think about what your customer is going through at this moment and write down what could possibly be pain points that they face and how your product can counter that. Okay, it's very simple. Just take a pen and paper. Doesn't have to take you too much time, okay? And just write down what it is. You can even talk to your customers, push out surveys about this and understand their pain points. That was number two for you. Number three is speaking your customer's language, okay? Now, if I want to say, I can say aluminum tip that, I don't know, I'm not a pen person, guys, but, you know, I could use industry jargon, but what exactly is my customer gonna do knowing that it is an aluminum tip, right? Not much. However, if I were to say the tip that glides when you're writing, you know, giving you smudge-proof ink, that is important to them, okay? And that is speaking their language because they're not gonna understand all the high-tech language that you might have for your business. And as a business owner, definitely you are more used to the industry jargon, so it might not seem abnormal to you, or it might not be that, you know, it might not seem like those words are out of the ordinary for you because you're just too close to it. You hear it every day, you speak it every day, so it's not going to sound abnormal to you. However, for a customer who is completely, not even knowing anything about your product, these words can actually deter them. It might make them feel like, okay, I have no idea what they're talking about, so this product does not benefit me in any way. And then they will say bye, and then that's when you hear crickets during your promotions, your launches, and your sales. Okay, so break it down to whatever it is that they can understand. And for me personally, what has helped, especially with me, I face this problem because, like I say, especially when it comes to me, I use so many marketing terms on a daily basis that for me, sometimes it does not occur that my client might not understand these terms. So what I do is I pick someone who has absolutely no idea of what my business is about or marketing. It could be, you know, my sister or someone, my friend of mine, someone who's in a completely different field than me, and I talk to them. When I talk to them, if there are parts of my conversation that they say, I didn't understand this, or what exactly is that, then I slow down and then I take a pause, I break it down, and that's when I know, okay, hey, if this person didn't understand it, I'm pretty sure that my potential customer is not going to understand it, my potential client is not going to understand it, I have to break this down, okay? So this is definitely a problem that I face, and it's quite but natural because you're so involved in the everyday language of the industry, it might appear normal to you, but it might not be for your customer. So that is number three, break it down, okay? Number four is understanding the final destination that your customer wants to get to, okay? And let me give you an example with the same pen. The final destination that I see my potential customer who is a student is finishing the exam stress-free and, you know, throwing his arms up in victory because his pen didn't stop midway and he was able to just focus on his exam paper. Okay, let's take that for example. So that's the final destination. The final destination is him with his arms right up in the air, kind of throwing the exam paper into the air, probably if he's being dramatic, and just saying woohoo as a victory sign. That's the end game for my audience, right? Now, my job, okay, as a business owner with this product of a pen is to help my customer envision themselves with my product at their final destination. Okay, I'm going to repeat that to the best of what I can because I think that that was a really good line and I just said it right off the bat. So I'm feeling super proud. So what your job is as a business owner with your product is to help your customer envision themselves at their final destination with your product. So let's take the example that I gave you, okay? With my customer who is a student at the end of the exam, you know, raising his arms up, I want him to envision holding my pen up with my brand, with my colors, all of those things. I want him to envision that, okay? And when I help him envision that, it becomes that much more easier for me to sell my product because I've already made him envision. So as much as possible at his final destination, it is with my product, right? And to fulfill that final dream that he has, he is going to buy my product. It's as simple as that. So what your job is to understand where your customer wants to be at the end, okay? And it's going to take a lot of effort. Yes, it's going to really take understanding your customer, going digging deep into what exactly they are thinking, where exactly do they want to go. Every customer has a point A that they start from and a point B where they want to get to, okay? Figuring out point A is going to help you with respect to understanding where you need to start with your benefits and all of those things. But figuring out point B is going to help you to understand how your product is going to help them in their journey, okay? So as much as possible, try to help them envision themselves with your product. So even if it is talking about, you know, end your exam paper with our victory pen or something like that, you know, all of those things, or even the ads that you see with people throwing up their pens at the end of the exam, that would be a different ad that I think I would run, and just helping my potential customer envision that end would definitely make them more convinced to buy my product, okay? So yeah, this tip really helps you with your ads, it helps you with your messaging, it helps you with any kind of pictorial representation that you are trying to show your audience about where they can get to. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind. And lastly, number five is to then talk about the features. And not just that, while you're talking about the features, you're gonna reiterate the benefits as well. And I think I did mention this a little bit in number one, but let me go a little bit deeper into this in this tip. So over here, I'm going to say this is high tech point tip, and it's got, I will say it's got an aluminum tip. I don't know if it does, guys, but let's just assume that it is aluminum tip. So the feature is that it's an aluminum tip. But I also want to reiterate the benefits because I want to remind them that this is going to be super, super helpful for them, right? So I'm going to say smooth tip for smooth writing. So the benefit is that that tip is going to give them smooth writing or great handwriting or smudge-proof ink, you know? Those are the benefits, but at the same time, I'm making sure that they do know the features as well because understanding the features is key, but they first have to understand the benefits and then they have to understand the features. That's the difference, okay? That's the mistake that I see a lot of business owners making, especially when it comes to talking about the products or services. They right off the bat go to the features, but for your customers to understand the features, they have to understand the benefits first. So talk about the benefits, then talk about the features, and then reiterate the benefits. And that way, you're just wrapping up your entire marketing into a pretty little present with a cute bow, okay? So I guess my conclusion for this entire episode would be, it's really not about you. I know that it is your product, your business, and all of those things, but this is more so about helping your customer get from point A to point B. This is their journey, okay? Their journey of solving their pain point, their journey of getting to wherever they want to be. And you are just helping them in the process. So it's not about you, it's about them. However, if you can get them to envision using your product to get to their final destination, then that is exactly what will differentiate you between your competition. It's as simple as that. And believe me, I believe this to be the biggest secret when it comes to marketing and helping your customers understand your product. All right. So yes, I do have a product messaging checklist for you. It's in the description box. If you are interested, if you want help with your business, I am offering one-on-one marketing consultations at the moment. I do offer Instagram audits as well if you are looking to use Instagram to grow your business. Alrighty, guys, that's a wrap for me for this podcast episode. I will catch you in my next podcast episode. Bye-bye.